His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our tri-state forecast calls for a sunny day, warm, lower 70s. Sunny and seasonal tomorrow in the mid-50s, though, and some breeze. And Wednesday, a sunny day, 50 to 55. We'll get the details in just a few moments. At 6 a.m. Saturday, an 18-wheeler carrying gasoline overturned at 6 a.m. in Norfolk on Route 44. Firefighters immediately were faced with a dilemma how to stop thousands of gallons of a hazardous and highly flammable material from spilling into storm drains through the nearby village and into the Blackberry River. In a story covered by the Republican American this weekend, residents in nearby homes were evacuated with the help of a reverse 911 calling system. The driver of the truck taken to Charlotte Hungerford Hospital with minor injuries, no reports of serious injuries. Fire crews from as far as Willington in eastern Connecticut responded to help contain the 8,200 gallons of gasoline that spilled after the tanker crashed. Some 20 departments, including companies with foam trucks, were either at the scene or providing backup in area towns, with more than 100 responders on scene by late in the morning. The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection requested assistance from the Connecticut National Guard Civil Support Team to help with air and soil monitoring. Meters will be set up and test holes will be dug at various locations in the town center and backyards so DEEP and military personnel can monitor movement of contaminants. All samples will be tested on an in-site mobile lab. The accident took place just west of Bautel School. Residents around the crash site along Maple Avenue as far as Terrence View were evacuated and power was turned off in the town center to avoid the possibility of fire. The Canaan Volunteer Fire Department immediately set containment booms and DEEP personnel suck gas and contaminated water from storm drains to prevent the pollution from entering the nearby river. Bill Hester, superintendent of the Norfolk Sewer District, monitored the water shortly after 10 a.m., saying he had detected no gas coming into the plant in the west end of town. Protocols are put in place for response to major events, and emergency responders in various communities are notified via Litchfield County Dispatch. State police are investigating the cause of that crash. New Vance Health has announced the appointment of Dawn Woodruff as Chief Nursing Officer at Sharon Hospital. Woodruff has worked in healthcare for 35 years and at Sharon Hospital for more than 8 years, most recently as Director of Patient Care Services. She holds a Bachelor and Master of Science degree from the University of Connecticut. She succeeds Christine McCullough, who is now President of Sharon Hospital. A special town meeting is coming up in Sharon at the Sharon Center School on Hilltop Road on November 10th at 6 p.m. to consider and determine by a vote of all eligible voters in attendance the following questions. Shall the expenditure of up to $1,600,000 be authorized for the expansion of broadband internet service infrastructure? If the foregoing question is answered in the affirmative, shall the first selectman be authorized to execute and bind the town of Sharon to a contract with Comcast up to the expenditure limit, subject to and upon such terms and conditions as the Board of Selectmen deem advisable after due negotiation? Shall the town of Sharon be authorized to pay a contract deposit in the amount of up to $800,000 from its existing undesignated fund and to secure a bank loan if necessary after applying any available grant funding to pay upon project completion the second installment of $800,000 on terms and conditions satisfactory to the Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance? Well, Salisbury Bank has announced that its 14th annual Community Shred Days have been a big success. Branches throughout the tri-state area included a free shred service part of the bank's commitment to help fight against identity theft, as well including a food drive to support local food pantries in the area. The Community Shredded drive-through days were open to all local residents and businesses. Salisbury Bank offers a service as a way of making a difference in the community it serves. In total, approximately 51,000 pounds of paper were shredded and recycled, saving roughly 430 trees and 77 cubic yards of landfill. Bank volunteers also collected over 2,000 non-perishable food and household items, which were donated to food pantries in the communities they serve. A proposed hotel and motel occupancy fee tax rate will charge each town and the impact of the sales tax. That's the focus of a presentation by the Greene County Administrator of the tentative $122.2 million county budget at a public hearing on Wednesday of last week. The idea of a hotel occupancy fee as a new revenue source to maintain a flat tax levy projected through 2027 drew the most comment at the hearing. Under the plan, a fee would be applied to stay at hotels, motels, and short-term rentals. Almost all the fee would be paid by non-residents. In Great Barrington, the restoration project continues at the First Congregational Church. The project to restore the historic stone First Congregational Church in Great Barrington is back underway after the project was put on pause in 2017. The project's first phase involves restoring two sides of the building's stonework and facade, including the sides of the building facing Main Street and the Mason Public Library. The second phase of the project involves restoring the remaining two sides of the building, along with the repair of stonework, facades, and crack ceiling. The total cost of the project originally was estimated at $580,000, but with a couple of situations arriving, construction workers got into the stonework on top of the building and found the beams that were supporting the stone wall had rotted. That will require extra detail because it costs more, so the total estimate for the project may be actually around $635,000. November 10th at 7 p.m., the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies presents a virtual science talk featuring Cary Institute disease ecologist Dr. Barbara Henn in conversation with Cary President Joshua Ginsburg. With colleagues, she's advancing an infectious disease surveillance system whose real-life data streams will help understand and where, but also why, zoonotic diseases jump from wildlife to livestock or people. For more information on this and upcoming programs, visit caryinstitute.org/events. Taking a look at in-town meetings today, Region 1 Board of Education meeting is tonight at 6:30 via Zoom. In Sharon, special voter registration takes place today beginning at 9 a.m. In Salisbury at 5 o'clock, Board of Selectmen meet at 5:30, special planning and zoning meeting. In Cornwall at 7:30, Cornwall Ag Advisory Commission meeting tonight. In Sheffield, the Select Board meeting at the Town Hall at 7 p.m. The Board of Assessors also meeting at the Town Hall at 7 p.m. In Kent, the Park and Recreation regular meeting is happening at 7 p.m. tonight. And in Dover, the Recreation Commission meeting happens tonight from 7 till 8 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find daily dinner specials, also a tapas menu, and a regular menu, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off this week at 32,403.22, the NASDAQ at 10,475.25, and the S&P 500 at 3770.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.